Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. That's right, y'all. It is Sunday. Welcome back to Howdy, Hillsboro. I am your host, Alexis Bravos, bartender at Yonder Bar and massage therapist in lovely downtown, as Eric would say, colonial AF Hillsboro. And you're here on WCHL 97.9. Oh, wait, no point. Sorry. I'm not supposed to say the point. And Eric is still recovering from his book party, which happened days ago. So I am joined today by my friend Victoria Pace. What's up, Victoria?
Hi, Alexis. It's great to be here with you today.
How have you been?
I've been good. I've been celebrating Eric's recent book launch, which is very exciting, and also in my own sort of recovery from that. But I didn't party quite as hard as Eric. So,
have you been reading the book?
I haven't started it yet because I know that once I start it, I'm not going to stop. Yeah. And so it's been hard to find that few hours to set aside, but I'm ready to dig into it probably tomorrow.
It is a page turner. It is a page turner. If y'all want your own copy, you can come to Yonder Bar where we have a box of them, or you can head over across the street to Purple Crow and buy one there, or at that website that will remain unnamed, where you buy everything. Including dog treats.
Yeah, but go with Yonder Purple Crow first.
Come into Yonder.
Support our local billionaires.
That's right. That's right. So we're taking a lovely walk. It is a beautiful day today, and we are at Air Mount on the historic and iconic Poets Walk. Have you ever been here before, Victoria?
I have been here. I come here quite frequently with my dog. I absolutely love it here. Every part of Air Mount is beautiful, but the Poets Walk, there's just something about it. It's really great here.
It's lovely. I got married here once.
Did you really?
Yeah, once.
Once. Hey, it's something everyone should do a few times.
But I still love it here. Hey, I see a blonde vision sitting on a bench over there. Is that our friend Sarah Smith?
Wow, I think that is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. How's it going?
Howdy, y'all. How are you?
We're good. What are you doing here at the Poets Walk?
Oh, just doing what poets do, I guess. On the walk at Air Mount.
Have you ever written a little poem and put it in the box at the beginning of the walk? You know,
ooh,
there's that little box.
I've never tried that, but now you've got, you've given me a good idea for a Sunday afternoon.
So Sarah, not only are you on the Poets Walk with us, but you are also a poet, I've heard.
That's true, Alexis. Sometimes I read at Yonder Bar on Tuesdays for the open mic.
Yeah, I want to come and hear that sometime. I don't get to make it to open mic very often, but tell us about your history with poetry.
Gosh, well, I was writing poems when I was a little girl, and it's just been a way for me to handle the things that I think about, the things that I feel, and I've made such a cool community of friends through the open mic and reading my poems at Yonder Bar, so it's nice to see y'all here.
Is this the first time at the open mic, is that the first time you've ever read your poetry aloud?
No, it's not. I had to do some of that in grad school, and when I finished my MFA, some of the presentations I had to get up in front of people, and it was never easy. It still isn't.
Yeah. Do you read in, is it like your own voice, or are you reading in like a persona, would you say?
That's one of the hardest parts. I write the poems in my own voice, and the one in my head never sounds the same when I read it out loud. And so that's very disappointing for me. But I'm working on that. The presentation part is, that's a work in progress.
I'm curious how the one in your head is different from your actual voice.
It sounds so much better in my head.
I'm sure it sounds better out loud than you think. You know, you're your own worst critic. You're hearing yourself. It's different.
I mean, I hope so, but the voice that comes out of my mouth doesn't usually have the same confidence as the woman in my head. Mm. So, yeah.
So I see you at the bar in various capacities. You act in some of the movie night lives.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what you do in your real life.
Hmm.
Like, as if the bar isn't your real life.
Yeah.
What are you trying to figure that part out? What are you up to in your life, Sarah?
Sometimes I see you walking your dog and I'm like, Alexis has a real life. That's amazing. Yeah. My real life, I teach women's studies at a college in South Carolina where I used to live.
Yeah. Very cool. Mm-hmm. What class are you teaching at the moment, if you are teaching?
The intro class and also a childbirth class where we talk about the differences between midwifery and the in-hospital birth and the differences between the way that the body is supported in those types of birthing experiences for people.
It's really amazing.
That is incredibly interesting. Is that an undergrad class?
Yes, the ones I teach there are undergrad. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, have you, I'm sure you have, but like at UNC, there's a midwife program within the hospital.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which I actually experienced myself.
Awesome.
Which was interesting in many ways. I won't talk about my childbirth experience on the radio, but if anyone wants to hear about it, come on into Yonder Bar. And ask me.
I'm going to ask you next time.
Yeah, we're headed to Yonder Bar after this to hear more about that.
I will tell you in gory detail about it.
I think it's good to talk about, you know, that I have a lot of friends who are going through the childbirthing process right now. And be it, you know, the male or female counterpart, they're usually the main report back is that no one really tells you what it's like. Mm. So I think it's good to talk about and maybe not right now on 97.9 The Hill, but
I mean, we can, it's not against the law. FCC does not prohibit talking about things like afterbirth. Guys, it looks like an alien being.
That's amazing.
It's like an alien pod.
Yeah.
That just comes out. And I will tell you this one thing, that my mom took it out of the trash at the hospital.
And did what with it?
Put it in her freezer. Sarah, did you bury yours? You have two children.
I did not. Mine were encapsulated, so I can take them in pill form whenever I want to.
Are they still around?
Wow.
A few. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few.
That's amazing.
Some might think that.
Do you feel any like effect from them, do you think?
I did the first time when, for the first birth, I took the pills a few times after the birth, but they really kind of made me feel crazy. So I didn't take as many as she recommended.
Crazy,
there's some powerful hormones in those.
Yeah.
So yeah, it intensified what I was going through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which could be good or bad, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, we are going to continue this childbirth conversation. Y'all don't want to miss this. We're going to take a word from our only remaining sponsor and we'll be back on Howdy Hillsboro. At WCHL 97.9. Y'all sit tight.
Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well.
Hi, I'm Jen Weaver, mayor of beautiful Hillsboro. Happy birthday to 97.9 The Hill. Thank you for serving the Chapel Hill area with news and information since 1953.
Hillsboro, we are joining you right now from 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. I am here at Air Mount with my good friend Alexis, and we ran into our good friend Sarah.
What's up, y'all? You ready to answer some advice?
Let's do it.
Okay. You guys have your own advice questions. Come on down to Yonder Bar, just another reason to come to Yonder. And drop them into the pickle jar that's on the bar. Just jam them right in. Shove them in. And if you don't want to do that, you can enter them through the portal at chapelboro.com/howdyhillsboro. So let's get started. Dear Alexis, I just started playing tennis. I really love it. But the style on the court is questionable. Visors and pleated skirts. I feel now that I'm at the point I need to comply and give in and wear the frilly skirt to fit in, you know, to be taken seriously. What do you think, yay or nay to the visor and pleats? Jorts? Question mark.
Jorts, definitely. Yeah. Jorts, period.
What? Define jorts. I'm not sure my definition is your definition.
Jean shorts.
Okay.
In any form.
Okay.
But on the court, that's not very, like, movable?
No, but I think that would be up to, you know, if you want a certain constraint, a self-imposed constraint to improve your game.
Yeah, to improve your concentration. Like, these shorts are so tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Well, do either of you play tennis?
Not no. Well.
No.
What would you wear on the court?
I have the outfits that are a very old, probably have been claimed by the Moths, but from when my parents desperately wanted me to become a tennis star.
They bought you outfits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you gotta. They were like, you know, no, nothing will get her out here. Maybe this will.
Wow.
It didn't work. Because, you know, here I am and not somewhere in Florida in my millions. But I would say do whatever makes you comfortable. Seeing what everybody else is wearing to me is more of a reason to not wear it. You know, do you become a trendsetter? It will serve you better in the long run.
Although the court could be a really cool place to play with fashion. So why not create your own style, like Victoria is saying, but take it even further.
Exactly.
Go out there and make your own outfit.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, not just on the court where I've actually never been, but also in regular life, I prefer the uniform. I just want to wear the same thing every day, and I want like multiple versions of that same thing.
Mm.
So I'd just be wearing black jeans and a t-shirt. Or my new like obsession is to get like custom-made pajamas, like the top and the, you know, like the button-up ones.
Yeah.
But have a bunch of different kinds.
And you just said custom-made?
Yeah, custom-made.
You like know. Photographs you of made? Your dog?
Yeah, I could have them made. I haven't done it yet.
Oh, like the pattern is... It's not like you're going to a seamstress saying,
no,
these are
I
my measurements.
No, I want to go to a tailor and be like, make me these pajamas because I'm going to wear them everywhere. Like to work, at Yonder Bar.
Oh, wow.
To... Lana just vetoed that.
To Airmount.
To Airmount.
You know, the very trendy pajama shirts, like people wearing silk pajama shirts out to night. That was a thing.
Yes, it was.
You're only a few years behind. I want to bring it
back. Whatever, I'm old, okay?
Yeah, exactly. We'll bring it back. We'll bring it back.
All right, let's move on. If you're just joining us, this is Howdy Hillsboro on WCHL 97.9 The Hill. And we are joined by our guest, Sarah Smith. Sarah, let's answer this next question. Dear Alexis, I really like someone and I think we can be together, but he has terrible breath. Should I tell him? Can it be cured? Can it be cured? Yes. Most of the time. Should you tell him 100%? Yes. I mean, you're implying that you're not already together. So that might be a little uncomfortable. But if you plan to like get close to this person, there are like not mean ways of telling someone that. And it's actually doing them a huge service because most people don't know, you know, like you can't smell your own breath. And like, yeah. So how would you tell someone that?
Ooh, this one's really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have a poet here. To help us
make it rhyme.
Bring the mints next time.
Like
pop it in their mouth all suggestively.
Oh,
the thing is, a mint's not going to cure like chronic bad breath. Like no. This person clearly has like an issue.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whether it be dental hygiene or like a gastrointestinal thing.
Yeah, maybe there's a bigger issue to explore here. Smoking, candida.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Doesn't floss.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, sometimes you just have to have those uncomfortable conversations, especially if you plan to like spend a lot of time 2 inches from this person's mouth.
Yeah. I think you could either tough it out until you're close enough with them to be able to say that, or just take the plunge and hope that all goes well.
Yeah.
It's my advice.
I don't know. I have to say, like, I would be grateful. It's like if you're hanging out with a friend and you have something like stuck in your teeth, for like an hour and they don't say anything. And then you go to the bathroom and you're like, oh my God, I've had this thing stuck in my teeth. Like, why don't you tell me this?
Totally. Yeah.
Like I used to work with this person who at a restaurant and we would routinely smell each other's breath because like we were that good of friends. And I'd be like, Jerrica, can you just, do I need to do something about this? She'd be like, nah, you're fine.
Okay, so maybe that's a solution. Go to this person's friend. Be like, well, you guys start smelling each other. Can you guys become breath friends?
Breath friends. That's how you know you're really good friends. Yeah. When you're breath friends.
Everybody needs one.
All right. Do we have time for one more? Let's find out. All right. Let's see. Dear Alexis, I have a friend who thinks all of her female friends are after her boyfriend. They are not. Not is capitalized. How do I break it to her? Her irrational behavior is constantly causing conflict. Sounds like this person is very insecure, clearly. Mm. It's hard because when you're that insecure and jealous, you tend to see a lot of things that just aren't there. You know, the thing that sticks out to me is she's talking about her female friends and not necessarily her boyfriend's female friends, which like is kind of a more common occurrence, I would say. Like if you're dating someone, they have like a lot of female friends and you're thinking like, oh, what's going on there? You know, but these are your friends. Like you can't trust your own friends. Then you've got an issue, like a big issue. What do you think, Victoria?
I would probably start by asking them what behavior it is that she thinks is going after her boyfriend and also maybe why it's such a big deal. You know, that might lay less in her friends and more in a lack of trust in her boyfriend. And so she's just so afraid that any approach by anybody would mean, you know, a bad end for her relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you're looking at, the relationship with friends and you feel like you have that trust between each other, then obviously there needs to be some conversations that might be uncomfortable, but they need to be centered around the friendship first instead of what's happening with him.
Yeah. Or what's this guy's deal that he's making? And I don't know that this is the case, but you know, I mean, I don't want to put this all on the female counterpart in this like scenario. You know, maybe he's like super skeevy and hits on all of her female friends.
Yeah you know, it's the other way around.
Is this you got to take a look at that too. Have you guys ever had an experience like this?
Not explicitly. I had a distant friend who had a very strong crush on my boyfriend, but it was more like,
and she told you, or you could just tell?
A friend of a friend told me, but you could also kind of tell. Yeah. But it just kind of let it play out. You know, crushes are only harmful when they turn into something else, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Did your boyfriend know?
Yes. Eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. Sarah, what about you?
Well, I've had friendships where the other woman tended to manipulate situations so things didn't go very well for me, and that's what it sounds like this person is concerned about more so than a relationship with the boyfriend. And that always ended up badly because it kind of makes you feel like you're the one doing something wrong, but actually that person is creating situations that make you question your own sanity.
Yeah So everyone kind of sucks. And on that note, we should probably take a break. We'll be back to answer some more questions and tell you what's going on this weekend at Yonder Bar. Sit tight.
You got them all by the balls, causing waterfalls, stone walls, bar brawls, climbing stalls at concert halls.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carboro Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Heel Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
Ooh.
That was great.
Great job.
Although not up to Eric's insane standards.
Never.
But he's not here.
We're setting new standards.
That's right.
Bars
Welcome
high.
Back to Howdy Hillsboro, y'all. I'm your host, Alexis Bravos, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Victoria Pace, and we are joined by our guest this week, Sarah Smith. And we are going to tell y'all what's going on this week coming up at Yonder Bar. Tuesday night, we've got open mic. If y'all want to meet Sarah, coming out to open mic. Sorry.
Always a fun
pressure
time.
On you to be here.
I'll be here.
Wednesday night is game night, which sounds super fun. Come and play some games at the bar. Thursday night is jazz with L'Etoile Shots. Count them. There's four. On Friday, we have the Skiffles with Certain C's. Saturday, John Ward Bile and the legendary beer and banjo people. Come on out for that. And on Sunday, as always, we have yoga at Yonder Bar. All right. Should we answer a couple more advice questions?
Yeah, let's
do it. I actually have a quick advice question of Sarah.
Ooh.
If someone was interested getting into poetry, what would you recommend? Where to start for writing or reading?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, it's a really good question. I guess it depends on if there's something specific you want to write about. I would look for poetry that's themed. So if you're interested in dealing with grief or with a spiritual quest or with parenting or the death of your dog or something that's specific, you can look up thematically books or collections written about that kind of thing. Like when I had my children, I wanted to read everything I could about birth and what women's experiences were like. But there's a lot of also really wonderful writers here in Hillsboro who put on workshops or have writers groups that you can join to start that.
That's great.
How do you know if you're a bad poet?
Ooh, most people are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just accept that. The best advice I ever got was to just write shitty poetry and you'll make
Beep.
Something good at some point.
All right. Dear Alexis, the other day I needed some scissors and couldn't find any anywhere in my house. So I picked up my phone and ordered a pair on Amazon for overnight delivery. At what point does using Amazon for things like this become totally ridiculous? I think you've gotten to that point.
Oh, 100%.
You've answered your own question. Everyone has scissors in their house, unless you've done something with them, you've lost them. So just take a minute and look for them. And, you know, you could borrow some from your neighbor and never give them back. That's something I like to do.
Good neighbor behavior.
Or you could just make some out of wood. Stop ordering things on Amazon for overnight delivery.
Nice,
it's wasteful.
Wooden scissors.
Do you know how much energy you've wasted ordering scissors on Amazon? Somebody has to come bring them to you in a truck.
Yeah,
you get that, right?
It's a lot more. I think I have always held with the Amazon phenomenon that nothing should be that easy. And when you think about it, it really isn't, because it's the waiting time too. So you clearly didn't need the scissors that badly.
Yeah.
I would say there's something beautiful about running errands. There's something good about getting out of the house. If we all stayed in our homes and had everything brought to us, we'd lose our minds. Who knows what you might have found on an errand. So get out there. Go support Dual Supply.
I was going to say, what's a local spot for buying scissors?
Oh, Dual Supply. Whatever you need, they most likely have it on those shelves.
They do. Yeah. They do. But in the middle of the night, this is an existential crisis, and they should write a poem about it.
Yes.
That would be a great poem. I'm going to write a poem about that.
Scissors in the night.
Maybe I'll come and perform at open mic. You know, I've never performed a poem out loud. I write secret poetry.
Now's your time.
All right. I think we have time for one more. Dear Alexis, how hard is it to tolerate intolerable people at your bar? What do you consider intolerable? Please elaborate. I consider most people intolerable.
Yeah, you're
and that's
the expert.
What makes me an amazing bartender, is that I put up with all of you.
Cheers
well,
to that.
She can do anything.
Not necessarily always with a smile on my face. I'm just not a smiler, you know? But that doesn't mean I'm in a bad mood. It just means I hate all of you.
I think it puts people at ease over a certain point in time. you're not going to win her over anyway, so just accept the grimace.
Try to be as nice as possible. No, I everyone's just lovely, and come into Yonder Bar and see how big I can smile for you. All right, y'all. That's the end of our time here on Howdy Hillsboro. Thank you for joining us, Victoria. Thank you, as always, for co-hosting with me. It's wonderful to walk with you. And Sarah, thank you for being here. It was so nice to learn more about you. Y'all join us next week on Howdy Hillsboro here at 97.9 No Point WCHL is the Hill. That girl thinks she's the queen of the neighborhood.